Researchers in Tasmania say they'd like to see a national snapshot taken to understand how work-ready medical graduates are. The suggestion comes off the back of a pilot study looking at the self-reported preparedness of a select group of former students. It found that while the majority of respondents felt that they were well prepared to practice medicine, there is room for improvement, as Penny Timms reports.
Australia's population is ageing, and as that happens, pressure on the nation's health system and its medical experts will intensify. And that's prompted researcher Jenny Barr from the Launceston Clinical School within the University of Tasmania to investigate if the nation's medical graduates are leaving uni with the right skills. The majority of those surveyed felt they were prepared for what was to come next.
We are pleased. We are aware, though, that we're, you know, always needing to raise the bar. For those that rated themselves on certain items at a merely prepared level, that actually we should always be striving to have our graduates feeling a sense of preparedness at well or extremely well prepared.
And it's up to medical schools to ensure that happens. This retrospective study was small and focused on medical graduates from the University of Tasmania's Clinical School from between 2005 and 2014. Participants who were now working within the industry were asked to self-assess for 44 capabilities, ranging from core skills like documenting a patient's medical history through to patient care, including reducing the risk of cross-infection. Jenny Barr says it's the type of information that can help to shape the nation's medical training, and she believes authorities need to be reviewing similar findings for the whole country, as is the case overseas, including in the United Kingdom.
Well, it certainly is a platform for broader discussions around work readiness. We're pleased that this survey, which was a pilot at the Launceston Clinical School, might, you know, add to some of those discussions. And I think there is a place in there being surveying of this kind at a national level to give a broader picture of our medical graduates' preparedness for practice, and one that possibly has a longitudinal approach as well.
She says it could have knock-on benefits for medical training and patient care. Already, the study has identified areas that need improvements in training.
Well, some of those areas included using audit to improve patient care, clinical governance and using informatics, nutritional care. So these are areas that showed up in our pilot study as rating for some respondents as feeling unprepared.
And nutrition is seen as one of the really important areas of the future because of rising obesity levels and flow-on effects like type 2 diabetes. The findings are published in today's edition of the Medical Journal of Australia.
Penny Timms reporting.